Welcome to Idle Red Hands, a podcast from Japan about gaming and gamer life.
Hi everyone, this is Wayne. Due to busy schedules, Chris, Lyle, and I were unable to get together to record a regular episode this week. Chris is busy being a parent, Lyle's busy with NBA stuff, and, well, I can't do the show by myself. No one wants to hear me rant on about D&D Next and Game of Thrones for an entire episode. So in the meantime, we're bringing you part two of our Monster Hearts actual play. We'll be back next week with a regular topic episode, a creature feature that we're all pretty excited about. And speaking of excited, we were all pretty excited to see that we made it onto the 2013 RPG Podcast Listener Survey. Chris was kind enough to put a link on our website, so if you haven't done so already, please go and fill that out. That information really helps us and the podcast community in general. So, thanks, and see you next week.
All right, you guys, you're sitting there. You're shirtless. You're nearly shirtless.
Doesn't matter.
And now you're wet.
From the sprinklers. From the sprinklers.
Oh, jeez.
Come on.
And the fire alarm, of course, is right.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, I think leaving sounds like a pretty good idea now.
Yeah. I'm going to get up and I'm going to go, too.
Okay.
Yeah. Because this blanket is getting a little wet.
So it wasn't me.
All right. You step outside. There, kids seem to be streaming out of the building as well.
Where's the nurse's office compared to the principal's office?
If you remember, there was like a kind of a waiting room area. Right. And off of that, there is the nurse's office. Next to that is the guidance counselor office with Mr. Hoffman. The principal and then kind of a secretary's desk is in the waiting room.
Right, because... Sorry, out of character, trying to put stuff together. Like, are Cage and January still there? Because we didn't go to the principal's office.
We were still in the waiting room.
Yeah, so are we still there when Zach steps out?
I'd assume not, because his first reaction was to pull up a blanket and sleep
right,
a little
okay.
more.
Okay.
So I suppose you would come out, and the principal is on the phone. There's Mr. Hoffman, the counselor. He's always a weird guy. He's just kind of standing there staring at you with a blank expression.
Huh. Hey, why are you standing here? Is it fire or something?
You should head outside, sir.
Go!
You should go.
Okay, I'm just concerned with everyone's safety.
Thank you very much. We've got the situation under control.
I stumble outside. Who else is out there?
Pretty much everybody. Oh. In the hallway, there's some kids moving orderly. Yeah, right.
What about Catherine? Is she out there?
There's a lot of kids you'd have to search around for.
Yeah, or what is was it Vivian and Danielle? Oh, okay.
Sorry, not... Yeah. Not to tell you what to do, but...
Oh, yeah, I got this in heightened senses.
Yeah, you could totally follow the trail of baby powder to where Catherine is.
Angel dust.
That's what it was. Angel dust and baby powder.
Well, I was thinking if she wasn't there, I'd go and talk to Angie.
Okay.
But,
Sorry, not to tell you what to do. Sorry.
No, that's good. I'm not used to this, so thank you for your suggestions. Can I use heightened senses to ask you these questions?
Absolutely.
All right, so I'm going to roll my dark, which is checked, by the way. It's got a minus one, however, so let's see what happens here. I got an 11 minus one.
Okay, so that's a 10.
That is enough to ask you three questions.
Absolutely.
Which enemy is most vulnerable to me?
Cage.
Sorry.
Before that, don't forget to mark yourself some experience.
Oh, nice. Jeez. The thing is, it's not one of these questions that I wanted to ask.
You can read them Sorry, not to step on your toes.
Where's my escape?
You can read them broadly.
My best escape route... Or way in. So, like, I guess my escape would be to meet one of these other classmates.
Yeah.
So, what is my best opportunity to kind of bump into them? Is that too broad?
Yeah, it's stretching a little bit. These things, heightened senses, it kind of, I imagine it as pulling on your animalistic nature. So these are kind of the fight-flight responses for
yeah.
it. So if you get it in that kind of sense, yeah, I could see that. What are the other ones?
Sorry.
Which enemy is most vulnerable to me? What is their secret weakness?
Biggest threat. Who's in control? Yeah, that's...
What is Cage's secret weakness?
Sorry, you know what? Maybe, not to rewind, but maybe this doesn't really count as a charged situation, because looking at those questions,
yeah,
they're more for like a fight.
Yeah.
But there's no... Again, not to tell you what to do, but there's no reason why you couldn't say, okay, I'm a werewolf. My dark, my finding thing out
move okay, just gaze into the abyss.
Is still kind of sniffing around, finding stuff out. I mean,
yeah.
You still have to have some kind of fictional thing, but then it would just be...
You're just saying I should have rolled dark.
Yeah. And then...
And just gaze into the abyss or something, or the fine perception, whatnot.
Yeah.
Okay. So you have... there's a few choices here. You can choose two of them. The visions, and since you're going with scent, we'll say more the image, you're getting is lucid and detailed.
I'm kind of like looking, smelling the air, looking for this trail, and like you can kind of see like different scents trailing in different directions, and they're kind of highlighted by different colors.
Okay. So you can, actually, yeah, that's because you don't have a condition, so...
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going wrong again.
That's fine. So let's see. I have to tell you in lucid and detailed information, and also tell you what you must do.
Well, I guess I'm going to first try to sniff out Catherine, since I have hers is the strongest scent.
All right, cool. Lucid and detailed, you catch Catherine's scent. Very strongly. And what you must do, in order to find Catherine, you must head back up to the classroom.
Ooh, she's still in the classroom?
Well, I don't know. Where did you go?
Oh, she was on fire.
Yeah, so I'm assuming I rolled around on the ground.
This ghostly, fiery figure rolling on the ground.
Wailing.
After that, I probably would have panicked and ran in a random direction. Whatever direction would take me out of... Well, I can actually walk through the wall. But I mean.
Wow, I think that would have caused even more panic because all the other kids were trying to run away from you and you were chasing them, quote-unquote. Great. Once you get out in the hallway, where'd you go? Just kept on going into the next classroom?
The nearest exit.
Yeah, okay. So you could be like around the other end of the building or something? Mm-hmm. Or,
okay.
Yeah. Because I came out of the nurse's office, yeah. I guess.
Random direction. Front school, back school, left, right.
Ah, let's go front.
Front of the school. All right.
Damn cool. It! I'm in the back. I'm on like the activity field.
Oh crap! So yeah, but you can smell her.
Oh,
she's outside. Her scent is that clear, and she's probably around the other side of the building.
It smells a little tinge, like slightly burnt. I mean, what does burnt baby powder smell like?
Burnt baby dust. Much like burnt baby.
Oh man. Okay, one more question. I try to go for a different scent, and I was wondering what happened to Angie. Or does that? That's not really cool. I could go and try to get...
Answer unclear. Try again later.
Okay. That's fine. All right. Well, let me talk about January. Where's your scent come from?
You want to try rolling the dark again?
To get a 10, I could ask you two questions.
Do you?
I think you get to choose two of the options.
Yeah, you get
two of the options. All right, never mind. Anyway, I'm going to go and just spy on Catherine.
Okay, cool. We'll pick up with you in a second.
What was the closest exit to where we were, I guess?
He said back, so I guess back of the school.
So we're out on the athletic... Because I imagine... I need to say, yeah, let's just get out of here.
And you just kind of keep them going?
Yeah, not to step on your toes. I imagine we just kind of like book and head out whatever exit is closest.
I think when so the alarm's on and the speaker's on, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Do we smell fur?
No. So. No, it wouldn't be serious enough. It's not like the building was on fire, just Catherine.
Okay. Yeah. Because I'm still hungry, right?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And like this, there's a lot of chaos going around here. The ability to amplify this. Oh boy.
Okay. I can. I can amplify it.
Oh, sure. Take it away.
I imagine you could hear a lot of screaming stuff going from upstairs. So. Like the pounding of running feet.
Right. How would I
amplify? Set fire to a different location of the school.
Trap them in the area.
Daniel's probably dead.
Is that
kill people?
Chaos.
This is chaos. That might involve death. It might not.
I answer. Yeah. Okay. I kind of want to get. Was Marco one of the guys that beat me up?
No,
he wasn't.
No, Marco was the one who
got me drunk. Yeah.
But he is kind of his. That's his friend, right?
Actually, they're kind of rivals. Football team versus the hockey team.
Oh,
because Marco's a linebacker. Yeah. Lance is captain of the hockey team.
Okay.
Okay, while you're thinking, I'm just going to be dragging you out onto the athletics field.
Oh, yeah.
Like I said, let's go.
You could actually go after some random hockey that's player in DC. That's not necessarily on that list. Yeah, but you
beat me up. The other guys who beat me up.
Sure.
At the party.
Wait, you left? You're just gonna fight people?
Yeah.
Like, all right, so I'm gonna put you two outside the office. You're like, let's go, let's go.
Right.
You're like,
no, this is the perfect time for me to finish some business.
What business is that?
Overrides his hunger.
Revenge. So I'm going. No, you can go with me if you want. I'm gonna look for. Do I know where the guys are? The customers are.
Well,
let's go to.
Yeah, you probably would know other students' homerooms. Yeah.
Okay, I'll go to the next person who I know where his custom is.
What's his name?
Randy.
Okay.
I'm gonna search. I'm gonna.
Do you think I'm excited to stop taking notes?
It's recorded. I'm going after Randy.
One of the guys who rolled you at the party.
Yes. I finished Lance. I got like 10 more guys to go.
Finished Lance? Ouch.
Aw. Poor Lance.
He has no face. Fine, whatever.
All right.
I'll just go find Zachary then.
All right. What are you going
to do? Shut you down.
Can I roll to this whole study? For instance?
I'm really in a sense shut down. Like,
fine, screw you. Mm-hmm. You said you're going to take me on a date. Fine, I'll go find Zachary.
I understand what you're saying, but he's not making any advances to you. He's not.
I'm shutting him down.
With you. You're shutting him, but his action is to leave you. Shutting him down means he'll go with you?
No. Shutting him down just means I'm saying, fine, whatever.
No date tonight.
Screw you, exactly. Yeah. Ah. I'm using what some. I'm trying to.
You're trying to get out of sex with him. I got you.
kind of, but it's more like, you said you were going to do this thing. Now this is more important.
Oh, I see, yeah. So first I wanted to take on a date.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? And then now, because all chaos happening, now I kind of want
to. Yeah, now you're like, whatever, yes. Later. Yes. I'm just like,
okay.
Screw you and your hot and cold. And we're all the same. Pigs.
Shit.
God damn it. That is a grand total of 4.
Okay.
So.
Four.
Seven and a half, right?
Yeah.
Well, sorry. Chris gets to screw me.
What am I going to do? What am I going to do to you?
I'm not going to like it, right?
No, but no. But I am.
No.
And I would. This is tough. I'm not sure what to do with you.
You could bank. Does it have to be now?
You could do what I've done sometimes and just bank it.
Yeah.
Because you're not really sure what is going to happen.
Okay. Zach.
Yo.
You see these two together.
Yeah.
Just from outside the building.
Yeah. I'm walking around. I caught them.
Yeah, and you know, it looks like they were doing something. You know.
You can't double down on that.
Oh, shirtless, hot, sweaty. I'm not saying what it looks like happened to Zach.
Oh. Sorry. Oh, yeah.
I can't do it.
Here. There you go. There you go.
All right. So, that's what you see. And then Cage runs back into the building, and January comes out towards you.
So, okay, so you were out on... You were.
Following. I was just walking around the building. I was going to go on the other side. But I guess you see you. You come up to me. Yo, January, what's going on?
Hey, Zach.
How's your acid burns?
Okay, yes.
Oh, it's a good thing that the sprinklers went off, huh?
Yeah, so you seem to have gotten burned pretty bad with all that screaming you did.
Nah, I just didn't want to go to the principal's office. I was trying to get you guys to come along, but...
Well, we certainly did. Thanks a lot for that.
What do you mean?
We got hauled down to the principal's office, too.
No, I mean to the nurse's office. Just to get out of that, but whatever. It's cool. Whatever, the fire alarm went off, so we're about to save for now.
Yeah, why did the fire alarm go off?
Ah, I had no idea I was taking a nap at the time.
In the middle of the day, in the nurse's office.
Yeah, why not?
I have no response to that. All right.
So anyway, what you up to?
Nothing.
Nothing? Jeez. This place is getting dull, man. You want to get out of here?
What do you mean it's dull? This is the school. the school
is on fire.
Yeah, whatever. It's a good time to leave, huh? Well, unless you want to stay and study. I guess you got... What do we have next? Math?
Study drainage.
It's, what are we doing in English class again today?
I don't know.
I think we've written Oedipus or something like that.
While you're having this conversation, other students are around you screaming, ah, the building's on fire! The building's on fire! Sirens are coming.
Man, I want to, like...
Some Oedipus, yeah.
Well, I'm just wondering, like, you know, I sniff the air and whatnot. Mm-hmm. I mean, does it really smell like a disaster? I don't think so. No. Yeah, so.
Oh, nice specialization.
I'm cool.
So, yeah, I mean,
actually, I guess. Yeah, I suppose you would notice that. Like, he's oddly calm.
Or stone.
Yeah. Man, you look.
Wet.
Nah, I was about to say radiant.
What?
Trying to turn her on?
Well, I guess so. Yeah. I mean, she's got all those pheromones that's going from her last conversation, and then it was just like, boop, gone, and then they're still kind of, wafting around. So I can notice
that's a dangerous power you got there.
I could notice.
Yeah.
There's just this glow about you at the moment, and I was wondering.
I'm starting to suspect his eye.
Just lay back, man. So I try to turn you on. Hot?
Yep.
What, 6, 7? Wait, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, right, 7.
Cool. Mark experience?
Nice.
Yay!
All right, and with a 7 on hot.
I got to choose. January, give him a string.
Give in to him?
Yeah, give him to him. Or promise him something that I think he wants.
Right, make a promise.
I can tell you what I want.
No, because it has to be something I think you want.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm pretty sure.
I don't think you know.
No, you don't think?
No, I don't think so.
How did you get to school, Zach?
I walked.
Out of character. Yeah, I guess I would have walked, too. It's not that... I guess it's not that far from the motel.
If you walked, probably not.
Fine, whatever. Okay. So, I gotta go home and change. But...
Why? Oh, I guess you're wet.
I'm soaking wet!
Ah, that's cool, man. Hey, look. Why don't we go to the beach and you can just hang your clothes up to dry.
Well, that's a lot more tempting than what I am. Alright. Does that count as giving in?
If it does, it's going to go a little bit further than that.
Oh, not here in the freaking athletics field.
Of course, no, not right here, but eventually it will. Oh, that's kind of unfair.
All right, fine. How do you get to the beach? You got a car somewhere?
Well, as far as I was thinking, I was going to walk there, but it could be about a mile.
I can walk.
Sure, you good? Good for the walk?
Yeah, maybe my clothes will dry out on the way.
It's cool. It's got a nice breeze going on. Sorry, I'm picturing your sleeves.
I know you are.
Let me just put this in front of your face.
Now you see what we have them. You see why we have them. Of course, it doesn't really help.
You're right.
When I'm doing Cage and Zach, I'm just like,
I don't know. What do you think? You talk nice to this guy? That's me. I'm holding my picture. This guy, man, I don't know.
Hey, he's cool.
This guy thinks he's cool.
So you're going through the building, like there's the water starting to collect on the floor and stuff. People are running around screaming.
I'm after Randy.
Yeah. And hey, there's Randy.
Okay. And what's he doing?
He was in the process of running out of the school.
Okay, so is he running towards me, or is the team running away from me?
Coming right towards you.
He's running towards me, okay. But of course, he's running because of the... No, I'm going to stick on my foot. Strip him first.
Okay. Let's do a lashing out.
Okay. No, yeah, make him run it. No, I'm going to do a strip punch.
Hey, Randy!
Randy!
I'm going to hang out, brother!
Oh, yeah. 11.
11. For experience? You've won it.
He thinks you're going to give him a pound?
Is it immediate?
But you end up...
No. I mean, like, you cannot gain more experience until you spend your 5 points to gain an advance.
Oh, and does he do that now?
Like, he can if he wants.
Okay.
Or if you want to, or if you say, you know what, I'm going to figure out what's going on in fiction, do it during downtime. There's nothing.
Do you want to do the fight and then wait to move on to somebody else to do it? Or if you want to do it now, I can just go to Catherine.
I'll do the fight now.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Whack! All right, and so you got a 9, was it?
Yes.
9.
Damn. His total was 11.
Yeah, 11.
11 done.
Yeah, very nice. So you do some really well. There it is.
Pretty much, you deal them harm and choose one. The harm is great. At one, you gain one string on them. They need to study before they can retaliate. And that's. But I think I would do great harm. Cool. I want to fish him off with one punch.
Okay, and what is it, extra?
So one.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So that's okay. Yeah. He doesn't even get it. Like, he starts to form the words K, and then bam. Backwards, I mean, he actually, because he was running, like, his feet keep going a little bit while his head stops. He does kind of like one of those backwards flip things and just lands in the water and
slides down the hall.
And do people see that?
Oh, yeah.
And they're more freaked?
People are now very scared. They're scared of this flaming ghost-like figure, the fire being in the building, the sirens going off, and this crazy dude.
Yes.
Cage the rage.
Cage the rage.
This dude already burnt many people. All right. Does that achieve my hunger?
I'm sorry.
Does that achieve my hunger yet? Yet? A bit more?
All you did was punch it, dude.
Yeah, you're getting there. That tasted good.
Okay.
It was a good appetizer.
Then I'm going after the next guy.
All right, cool. All right. Kathy. I suppose...
How you doing?
Freaking out! There's a shower thing, so you aren't on fire anymore, but you are still invisible. You're outside. There's lots of other people. Most of the students have cleared out now, so they're milling around, like, what's going on? Holy cow, did somebody pull a fire? Is it fire? I don't see any smoke.
Yeah, I guess after what I've done, I'll just try to run away from people. So I'm just gonna run off in pretty much a random direction.
In a random
state, I would say.
I'm sorry? Where? I know
just in a random direction.
Like
you want
away from the school?
Yeah, pretty much away from the school.
So if you're going to run away, I think that qualifies for a runaway move.
Really?
Oh, how would that be then?
No one's like trying to stop me?
Well, no, but I think it, I'm not going to force you to roll it, but I think it'll be more fun if you roll it because there's.
Ah, okay.
Consequences and stuff.
We are kind of running from a tense situation.
Volatile. Okay. Wow, I'm like super volatile today.
Especially some people saw you.
As a different action, he gains another experience for that, right?
What? That is nice.
So a singleton roll count.
So his, your vol, sorry, no, Angel, no, your volatile, was your volatile in, highlighted?
No, it's not a highlighted stat.
Oh, I thought it was. I'm sorry.
Nah.
So it's whenever you roll a stat, you get the experience. But
anytime.
When you roll a highlighted stat, you earn XP.
Oh, okay.
Regardless of what the outcome is, or regardless of what you're rolling for. I don't think it counts as... for the move.
Okay. Cool. Thanks.
So, yeah, that becomes a 9.
All right, 9. When you run away, a 7 to 9, you get away but choose one. You cause a big scene. You run directly into something worse. The scariest person there gets a string on you.
Huh. I run into something worse.
Okay.
That seems pretty interesting. So, I would leave that up to you.
Yeah. I don't know what it is because you're invisible. I got it.
She's like smoking and stuff.
Yeah, well.
What are you thinking?
I'm sorry. All right, you're running and running and running, and eventually you get away from the school, and you're running through the woods and stuff, and you come face to face with Billy.
Billy's corpse? Or Billy?
Yeah, that one you get another. But you can make
is
it
he alive, or I mean, like undead, or
he's
I freak out.
Yes, all right, cool. he's kind of like you now. This is not just window dressing. He looks pretty rough, actually. His skin is torn up and mottled even more so than usual. He's got one eyeball hanging out, just kind of dangling there, kind of thing. It looks like. How would I describe it? It's a little bit disgusting, but it looks like somebody went to town with a screwdriver. Just all over the place.
Why don't you tell someone about it? Give them the condition more and roll.
And he looks at you and says, Catherine.
Oh, it does.
Run.
You run the opposite direction.
I run again.
So basically, with that
one. Okay, you turn around to do it, and he's there in front of you again. Same direction, a bad horn. Catherine, wait, stop.
In a way that
I'm just totally flipping out.
And stacked with that, you'd be rolling.
Does he get rolled or calm me down or anything?
He's speaking really gently. Catherine, it's okay. It's me, Billy. Calm down.
Yeah.
Not you could totally
look here and say, "Oh, I want one of those."
What? Why are you so freaked out?
Or it could be,
You're dead. You're supposed to be dead. Not that I killed him or anything, but
in my storyteller voice, aren't you too?
Well, I am, but I mean, as far as I know, I am the only one. And, he looks pretty bad, too. It's just an
hour. Yeah, I'm sure that he's pretty freaky. Catherine, it's... I'm not going to hurt you.
What do you want? You're dead.
It's kind of weird.
Yes, it is.
Why can you hear me? No, nobody else can hear me or see me, but you.
Oh, that's cool.
Say hello, you, Billy.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, the
Billy.
He's wearing a white sheet for some reason.
Never know that he has to put his eyeball back in. He learned some good moves from Droopy.
Sorry.
I'm trying to figure out if this is the first time I've been my darkest self or not.
Okay.
So, could you come back to me later?
Absolutely.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. We did Catherine. We did Cage. You got to Zach and
Walk on a beach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Beach time. Woo.
Do 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 do.
So we're just walking there.
Do 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 do.
He's singing, it's kind of weird.
No, that's the music. That's the music I hear in my head. So we're just taking a walk. It's like, yo, so I guess I caught you at that party last night. What's going on anyway? I came late.
The party on Saturday?
Oh, that's right, Sunday. House? I missed that one.
Totally slept through it.
Yeah, oh man.
I didn't see you there.
I was downstairs. By the fireplace, talking to a lamp. No.
Are you trying to turn me on? Because it sure as hell ain't working.
Well, anyway, I thought you were going to give me something I want.
That's direct.
Yeah. I thought you were going to guess. I thought you knew what I wanted. Tell me, what is it? I'll tell you if you're hot or cold.
Well, I think you know the answer to that.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. You get to pay, all right? So I'm going to run her up to the boardwalk and take her to play some skee ball.
What is this, the 1950s? Okay, actually, you know what I'm imagining now? Seaside Heights.
Oh, yeah. So I was thinking more so like skee ball and you know what I've been dying to do?
No.
Ride those go-karts over there.
Okay.
Sorry, I thought this was a date, alright? Come on.
I thought this was a date, oh! Sorry, was it a date?
Well, I don't know. Oh, whatever you want. Look at you, sorry,
raised shoulder, all bashful, like, oh, God.
Trying, I guess, you know? What'd you think I wanted anyway?
I thought you just wanted sex.
Is that what you wanted?
I would have preferred a date first. Contrary to what
I'm trying to do, man.
Oh, man, you know? Shit, January, I didn't know you were going to be like this.
Be like what? Apparently I'm a giant bitch.
Well, I don't know. I thought you wanted to go out and have some fun.
Yeah, all right, so let's go on those goddamn go-karts.
All right. Yeah, all right, let's go. Okay.
I feel like I'm twisting your arm. Sorry.
Well,
how about this?
Let's just say I thought you...
All right. Yeah. Let's just start this whole thing over. Hi, I'm January. Nice to meet you.
I get the green one, okay? That card, grow card over there.
Okay, okay.
All right, let's go.
All right,
go-kart time.
All right.
During code cart montage, playing retro 80s song. Yeah. Or don't you forget about me. And then, like, we can move on to someone else if you'd like. Or
Zach and January ride go-karts. And then, what do you do after that?
Oh, I don't know. Putt-putt golf. And then, we can go back to the beach.
Thank you. All right, it's evening. The sun's starting to lower down.
I guess I'm gonna make a move. Although she
finally,
was,
Jesus this Christ. Game is all about.
She was
moving at a snail's pace.
I don't know,
dude.
Man. Like the attitude earlier.
I tell you what, I agree totally.
I'm looking over my character sheet and see if there's anything that's compelling you to sleep with this woman.
She's got boobs.
You are a teenage dude.
I like her sleeves.
She has boobs. That is probably all the reason you need. All
right. So if I'm going to have to roll my hot or something like that.
You are. And don't forget, she has a slut as a condition, so that definitely applies.
All right. I guess slut. Why not? Jeez, I'm getting myself into trouble.
Yes, you are. That is the point of this game.
It's a shame the sun's going down.
Probably it's hard to see your boobs.
No. Jeez. I messed that one up. Hey, watch the sunset with me.
Okay.
All right.
Can we do it from, like, the Ferris wheel or something?
No, we're on the beach. I tell you what. I'm sure the sun's in love with you.
What? Sorry, what?
Because it gets to shine its light on your beautiful face all day.
Can you get like a minus to that?
Plus one. Why is that bad?
So that's plus one for your hot mark experience.
Okay.
Plus one because January is a school bicycle.
Seven, eight.
So you get an eight. That is partial success.
Partial success. I guess it was a bad pickup line. I got that one from.
It kind of was, dude.
But what was that from? That was, I read that recently, and it was from a mythos and Greek legend.
I'm sure it didn't work back then, too.
Oh, no, it did work. That's why we have these.
Because it was the first pickup line ever invented.
Yeah, okay.
You know, it's cheesy, but you know, the way he says it.
That's the way I'm rationalizing this in my head. Yeah, yeah.
Tousled hair.
Yeah, hey, a lot softer than that jerk off cage.
Yeah, I mean.
I'll give you a string.
January.
Narrate it.
Where are you standing?
I'm standing right next to you. On the beach. The sun's setting over the horizon. The waves are lapping gently. The sky's colors are changing from orange to pink
to purple.
To blue. The stars are starting to just gently show themselves.
Based more on that description of the beautiful scenery than the pickup line. All right, I'll reach over and take Zach's hand.
Continue.
I don't have to say anything to ruin that beautiful moment.
He just hold his hand?
Yeah.
That's nice. Zach.
All right, fine. I'll try to make a move. I'm gonna pull her closer to me. Oh, by the way. I like your sleeveys.
Describe more scenery. Describe more scenery.
No, I'll move in and go for a kiss. Do I have to roll for that?
I guess.
Well, roll a kiss.
Like, here's the thing.
I don't know.
And again, not to step on your toes.
Please. I'm not sure what to do here.
Here's one of those things. Okay, you just got a string on January, which means you can spend that to do any number of things. One of them, like, if you really want to do it,
grab him by the hair and bang him on a rock.
I didn't mean that.
That's possible.
So, like, you could spend it to increase your roll, yeah, to turn her on. But the thing is,
I got to turn her on first. Yeah.
Well, the thing is,
you just rolled to turn her on, and she didn't put out. So, as crude as that sounds, so that's kind of where she's put it at. Like, you did a move on her.
You
tried to get to that base with her.
And she's put up this wall.
Yeah, like, you
told... I was a giant. Oh. I mean, I did take your hand.
Yeah,
you can see you got to her, but she's... I don't know, you don't know if she's angry or she's, like, she's embarrassed to do it.
Or contrary to her label, she's not a giant slut and isn't going to sleep right there on the beach in public.
Yeah. But because you got that string on her, you can spend that string to offer her experience for it.
That's where I was going. Like, if you really want something, you can say, out of character, I will give you an XP to blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Or you could, like, if you are not trying to actually do a move, you can just kind of narrate going in for a kiss, you know?
I get it. This game's like The Sims.
Yeah.
you gotta talk to people before you get...
to second, third, and fourth base. Yeah!
Sorry. So, no, actually, I wasn't going to go that way. I just wanted to kiss. It's okay. But anyway, no, I'm actually, in my head, I'm a little tormented because I know that I can be a little unstable. And I know I don't want to be attached to anybody. January's nice.
From what you've seen so far, kind of, maybe. Mm. She did take that swing at Cage. I don't know everything.
This girl threw acid at you.
No, I didn't.
No, that's right.
Yeah, she got acid on you. Sorry.
Oh, she got acid on me.
From, yeah.
It was an accident.
It was so hot.
Yeah, it was hot, dude. It
literally burned. Like, not thinking about moves, what would you do in the situation? Or, sorry, what would Zachary do in the situation? He made a move. He got some response, not as much as he had hoped.
Do you move in?
What would we do?
I'm just going to give her a kiss.
That's good. What's the intention of the kiss? Do you want to leave it at a kiss, or do you want it to go more?
I just want to leave it at a kiss.
Okay.
I just want to leave it there.
I don't think we need to roll for that.
She's thinking I'm going to try to do something to her, it seems. She's like, oh, man, this guy just wants to bang me and get on with it.
His lips are moving closer.
I whisper in her ear. Hey, I'm glad I bumped into you. Anyway, it's getting late, man. Maybe we should get going.
And? Do you accept the kiss?
Sorry, but did you actually try and kiss me? Because all I heard is I lean in and say...
Da, 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 da. Sorry, I thought that...
Yeah, I'm going to skip on the kiss. Let's see if I can get her to kiss me. Maybe she get going.
The lips are getting closer and they stop.
No. I was leaning up for a kiss. And I go and whisper something into her ear.
So you kind of do that, like, that head slide by thing?
Yeah.
All right.
Teaser.
In that case, I'm gonna be a bitch.
Shut down.
No!
I'm going to hit him.
All right, I'm not going to be violent. Oh, come on! No, I'm going to try and get some more leverage over your Zachary here. So, yeah, what the hell? I'm going to kiss him. Okay. So I'll wrap my arms around you, pull you in closer, and say, I'm glad I bumped into you, too. And... Yeah, well, I don't want to kiss your ear, because that's kind of gross. All right.
She's saying this to me.
No.
What? What's wrong with my ear? Seriously, I mean, well, yeah.
I need to take a shower. In that case, I'll give you a good night kiss. How's that?
All over the place today.
Hey. Do I have to read the thing about the hollow again?
Yeah.
Confused, powerful, unstable.
What were your powers again?
I have better than nothing when you gain a condition mark experience.
You've kissed both guys today. I think that you can mark experience for that slut thing.
No, it's when you gain a condition.
I gain a condition.
Yeah. This body has no meaning. If someone deals harm to you without taking advantage of any of your conditions, reduce that harm by one. Cool. You're thinking of the one that says, if I embody one of the conditions that you have. Which I don't have that. Okay. That's what I'm going for next, though.
I'm going to...
Seven.
So
you are you are turned on, and you choose one. Give me a string. Promise me something you think I want.
Or Snogger.
Yeah.
Snogger? What? Something you want.
Do you want to kiss her?
Kinda. But let's think. It's a little fast for me, you know?
Basically, your choices here are to promise her something or manipulate her, gain some measure of power over her, or kiss her.
Or kind of just do like a mild reaction where you're not promising anything. Like, remember when January took your hand?
Yeah.
Narratively, that's what I did. Fictionally, I gave you a string.
Oh, yeah.
You kind of knew that you affected me a little bit and you could get under my skin, but I didn't put on like this big show. I didn't promise you anything. I didn't really react. I just kind of gave in a little bit. If you can't really think of what else to do or how you would react, like if you're not going to promise them something, if you're not going to give in right there, then you just kind of give them a string.
How many bodies are in the school right now? Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
No.
Let's see. Either kiss you or give you a string. Well, I guess I kind of wanted her to kiss me, so
there you go.
I'll go for it. Just a mild one.
All right, so we'll stop there for that one. Sun's going down, stars twinkling.
You see, like
these are like
the camera pulls
if
out.
Said mildly,
they
like
draw a heart around us, and two birds flutter by.
I'm gonna kiss my brother or what? Here.
All right, we'll go back a few hours so that you haven't already demolished this.
All right.
First off, what power did you pick? Sorry, what did you do before you level up?
Guys, increase my health.
Damn.
Yes.
Damn. Rage! Alright, cool.
Okay, so I'm still hungry.
Oh, yeah.
And since I'm still running.
Is there a better way to cause chaos than just punching people?
Yeah. We just have another product on the school and fire. That might work.
Or, it'd be difficult, though, because the sprinklers are systems going. But no reason to not try.
I'm going to lock some doors.
Excellent.
Okay, so, I guess I'll go to the nearest exit.
Okay.
And, of course, I'll try to run faster than people who are running.
Of course. And there's still some latecomers, so there's still quite a few people.
Okay. So I'm going to run to the nearest exit and go out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And how do the doors open? Do they open the outwards or inwards?
They're outwards doors, yeah. They so open outwards. Push to go out.
Okay, so I need to put my heavy in front of it.
Yeah, because they probably have the panic bar on them too, so.
Yeah. Right. So, okay, so I'm going to go to the nearest exit, and that would be from where I am now.
Probably back out the back again.
Back. So the back door?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And, do the doors have some kind of a... Is it the turn handles or some kind of a...
It's like that bar you push.
Oh, yeah. It's okay. So I need to push down front. Is there any... I'm going to wedge something on the door.
That's why I seriously considered it last
time. What kind of like objects? Are there any objects around here?
Yeah, totally. There's some trash cans like around. You're in a parking lot, so there's cars. I don't think you could probably pull a car up, but stuff you could break in and take stuff out of the cars. Probably some miscellaneous gym equipment on the back field.
The sea. Man.
I'm open to fiction. You know, say there's the janitor left a broom there, so you can shove it in the handles. Of course, that's cool.
Okay. Yeah, so I'll find some kind of a stick, like a hockey stick or a broomstick, and I'll probably try to wedge it into the door.
Okay. Sweet. Cool. You do it. People start coming to the door, and like the door shutters a little bit like that.
Okay.
Hold on just a second. I want to check something here. I'm going to make you hold steady here.
Yeah.
This is... Hold steady is in a tense situation, but this is more for me to see how other people, whether they see you or not.
Okay. You're all cold.
Okay.
Eight.
Eight, all right. What's hold steady with eight?
You keep it cool. Pick an option from the top 10 option list, but also gain the condition terrified. So I got terrified, and I can pick an option from the 10 option. It's not going to be keep it cool, which I got. Choose one. Ask the MC a question about the situation, or remove the condition, or carry one forward to the next scene.
You might want to think about removing the condition. You got like 10.
I'm sorry, if I get...
You might want to think about removing the condition.
Yeah, you have
like 10 conditions.
Yeah, so I should try to get rid of them, right?
Yeah, take one off.
And add terrified.
And add terrified.
Yeah.
Also, terrified, this is the one rule that I'm kind of on in the game. I'll allow you to change the condition from terrified to something that better fits the situation.
Okay.
Basically, this is whether or not people are noticing you. And so they have.
Mm-hmm.
But so how do you feel about that? Or maybe you can change it as well. How do you feel about locking people? Is there some twinge of your old humanity coming back to you? Feeling guilty about it, or it's up
no,
to you.
No, it's not. I feel good.
Guilty.
Or maybe you don't know if they saw you. Maybe you're worried about it, so.
No, I feel good.
Okay.
Yes.
Feel good. Mm-hmm. All right, cool.
So I'm going to take off my coward. Mm-hmm. Right? Okay. So I take it off. And I replace it with...
terrified or something of your choice that you think better fits the situation.
Yeah. What's a good word for this? What's a good
cold.
Cold?
Yes.
Nice one, Heartless. Ooh. Heartless.
That's good, huge.
We'll go with Heartless.
That's the pot calling the kettle black.
I have a conscience. It just hasn't manifested.
It just doesn't kick in for Danielle and Vivian.
Okay, so I got rid of Kara and changed to Heartless.
All right. Okay. And you're going to be sated because the doors now are shaking for it. There's people inside there. Cool. Help us! Help us!
And I'm smiling.
Okay, they're at the door, so they will see you standing there smiling.
Okay.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
I'm gonna wave.
You are fucking heartless.
I'm gonna wave.
Wow. I almost did a spit take there. Holy shit. That's cold, man. All right. Cool. Wow.
Is that true?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think you get experience again, huh?
I can. Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Oh. Yeah. Multiple choices.
Yeah. So express. Okay.
Catherine. You had like a half hour, dude. Come on.
Yeah, no.
Sorry to distract you with love story. What are you gonna do?
Okay, so Billy asked me why I'm the only one that can see him, right?
Why before. Can you see me? Yeah. Why can you hear me?
I don't know. Maybe we're similar.
Similar? I mean, I know you're kind of a geek too, but. Are you
both dead?
You've been at school for like all the time. How? What? I don't get it.
I don't.
His eyeball back up in his socket. Oh, bro! A little bit falls back out again.
And I try not to look at his face. I don't.
What? How did you die?
I'd rather not talk about it.
Okay. Wow.
That's... It's pretty obvious how you died.
Wow, that's so... Like, wow. I mean... Yeah. So what do dead people do? Isn't there supposed to be like a bright light or something?
That's what I thought, but... I never saw a bright light.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay. So, what do we do? Like, I've just been trying to find somebody who I can talk to, so somebody I can see, but...
Well, you've found me.
So, can you help me?
I can't even help myself.
Oh, okay.
Welcome to the kitty party.
So what? So you don't want to? You don't want to like move on or something?
My answer is I don't know how.
Oh, all right. Well, can I like hang with you? Because I have nobody else to talk to.
Crazy.
Oh my god.
Oh man.
The out of character part of me wants to say, okay, but like put on a paper bag or something, but that's not so good.
That's harsh.
No one can see him, dude.
I can see him. I can see him. I don't care if other people can see
him. I can turn him in.
No, but that's the out of character part of me, so that's not what I would say.
Well,
I guess it's okay.
Thanks. So where are we going?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Sorry, I mean...
All right, that's... Okay. I don't know where to go with that either, so let's move on to the next people. So, you two, and I make it on the beach.
Whoa, well, come on! You already shafted me once!
Of course, I'm just kidding.
No, I'm just gonna walk her home.
Actually, no, I'm going to skip back to Cage, because we have to catch up on time, because you guys are, like, at sunset, so, sorry. Cage.
I'm not hungry.
You're not as hungry now. The hunger never really goes away, but you've had it good, but, I mean, you can always, there's always room for Jell-O, or chaos. There's other people starting to come back around the other side of the school, other doors and stuff, and they see what's going on. For that, they don't see what's going on, but they see people trapped inside. So, oh my god, they start running up and shaking the door handle. Some more people have backed up inside. There's actually starting to get a bit of a crowd there. People at the doors are starting to get pushed.
Inside, right?
Inside.
The locked, right?
Yep.
Okay.
One of the guys is trying to pull out the broomstick. Was it broomstick?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's one of the hockey players, actually. Okay. But he's not. There's some other people as well.
Okay.
The fire ambulance is pulled up on the side.
Okay, I'm gonna run then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which way?
Towards the beach.
Alright. Alright, cool. I guess, yeah, you're trying to escape the situation, so let's do a runaway.
Okay. I run through this ball tower.
Which gives you another experience point. You're just racking them through. Yeah.
Holy shit, Jesus.
That is a 7, because it's 3.
Alright.
I get away, but I choose 1. You cause a big scene. Alright, I think I'm going to have it. I'll cause a big scene. You run directly into something worse. Oh, I saw you guys make it up.
No. Something worse for you, not worse for us.
The scariest person there gets a string on you. Which would be...
I get a string on myself, says Tom.
Yeah, can I just cause a bigger scene and achieve my hunger game?
All right, tell me what happens.
Okay, so I run away, but as I get away,
the cops try to stop you and you beat the shit out of them.
No, because I'm gone. Something's gonna happen when I'm not there.
How do you run away?
How do I run?
On your feet, or do you steal a car?
Ooh,
keys are probably still in the fire engine.
Ooh.
Yeah, just the thing in your
spitball. Yeah, that's interesting. So is there a fire truck right there?
Yeah.
Are they like, using it to put the fire?
Since there isn't a fire, the firemen are just mostly moving around. Like they're.
Oh, there is a fire.
Yeah. No, the firemen have gone in the building and they're looking for a fire. There's still a guy there with the truck though, not in the truck though.
Okay, I'm gonna steal the fire truck.
There it goes. All right, cool. There's a fireman that will see you if you just jump in right now. Just FYI.
Okay. Hey, I need this car. I need this truck.
What?
I need it.
Yeah, quit screwing around, kid. Get back to with the rest of the class.
Boom.
I don't think you need to steal a truck. You just talked to a firefighter.
9.
Down.
Okay.
Yeah, give me your decision on it.
I'll take it away.
Please. I harm them, but choose 1. They gain 1 string on you. They deal 1 harm to you for free if they want to, you become the deck itself. Oh yeah, I guess, you know, since I'm a high school kid, I harm them, but he harms me too.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so you, I'm gonna do that.
Crackling, knock him over.
Yeah, well,
the force of his blow hurts his own fist or something like that.
I was gonna have the fireman go down for the count, but if he's gonna hurt you back, then yeah, he'll, what the hell, kid? And he pushes you back into the fire truck, so take a harm. And he is not knocked out. He's still up.
He's not? God damn it. I need this fire truck. Because it looks cool. I want to drive it.
I like to burn things. I like burn things.
Okay, I'm going to try again.
All right.
Good. 9 again. And one more again.
No, it's only once per scene.
Okay.
Yeah, let's just continue with on that one. So, yeah, you flatten him.
Okay,
down.
Cool.
Falls on the ground.
And I take the fire truck.
All right, cool. You're in a fire truck.
All right.
Do you have any idea how to turn on the sirens and turn off sirens in a fire truck?
Oh, I guess it's like an on-off button.
Okay, cool. That sounds good to me. On or off?
On.
Of course, of course. All right. This is what I love about the ghoul.
And I'm going to head towards the beach.
All right, cool. You are heading towards the beach. All right, cool.
Blaring fire truck.
Jeez. Man, that's too bad for the singleton rule, because I want to give you your stated skill, your stated thing again for that. You can't, there's a rule called the singleton, which limits the amount of experience you can get from a move, but stated doesn't have to have experience. So if you want to use stated again and choose a different one besides experience, that's okay.
Okay, cool.
Singleton rule also applies for strings.
Okay.
Yeah. Look, if Zach and I were in the same scene, I think we've each taken a string on each other. Mm-hmm. So we could still, like, attempt to turn each other on, but we couldn't get strings on each other.
I imagine the arrival of Foundry will change the scene.
I imagine that so too. Yeah.
I think I want to erase. It's okay. Right, I'll probably erase one.
Okay.
I'll erase the. Dirty dog.
Okay.
Nice. Okay.
All right. Nice.
Drive-through RPG. We average 9 new titles a day. That's over 60 a week, and we've got well over 15,000 RPG titles online right now. Drive-Thru RPG, the one true source for RPGs.
Road and makes
Idle Red Hands, recorded in Kobe, Japan. See us online at www.idleredhands.com. Music provided by Tripod Jimmy, and the song was Roadkill. Hope you enjoyed it. See you next time.